All right, good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the meeting of the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation Board of Directors. Please bear with me as I read a script that we've heard many times. This meeting is being recorded. In the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive a text or an email advising whether the meeting is adjourned or canceled or the time the meeting will resume. First item is the roll call of board members. My name is Peter Lisi and I'm present. I'm Marty Budd. No. Andrew Foster.
Present.
Thank you. Marissa Lozati.
Present.
Thank you. Carrie Kelly.
Present.
Thank you. Stella Lopez.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kimberly Morris.
Oh.
Julie Savino.
Oh, present.
Thank you. Laura Baker.
Present.
Thank you. And Jeanette Weldon. Thank you very much. Okay, with the roll call completed, first items are the approval of the minutes from November 19th. And similar to what I said about the several minutes, I'm hoping everyone's taken a minute or two to review them. Excuse me, is there a motion to adopt the minutes that we know? Anyone? Anyone like to move that? I will.
Motion. Second.
And thank you, Stella. A motion to made and seconded to adopt the minutes from our November 19th meeting as presented. Are there any corrections that need to be made? Any edits, comments, discussion? Anything on the minutes? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of adopting the minutes from November 19th, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstention.
One abstention, Andrew Foster. Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right. Jeanette, we'll pursue scholarship.
Yeah, so this is the companion item to what came up in the Chancellor meeting to increase the dollars available from CSLF for the scholarship. So I'll ask Tim to just keep, there's a memo from Tim that was provided in the package. So I'll ask Tim to give it over.
Tim, the floor is yours.
Yes, just for the record, this is Tim Webb, financial advisor to CSLF. I was requested by Jeanette to run cash flows to take a look at whether or not the cash flows would hold if you were to increase the scholarship from $500,000 to $600,000. I did run those cash flows. I provided those to Jeanette a little bit ago. And based on the assumptions utilized, again, we were looking at the concern over liquidity, being able to pay all the bonds off at final maturity, which is June 1 of 46. Taking out the $600,000 does not seem to present a problem. Again, the cash flows were run with a 0% default rate, no prepayments, and very long IBR assumption. Just a couple of caveats with regard to that. The DBC program cannot effectively model IBR because IBR, I don't think anyone can model. But basically what we do is we put these loans in a non-payment status for 10 years. So the loans are accruing interest, but they are not making any current interest or principal payments on 30% of the portfolio. So even with that stress from a liquidity perspective, the bonds pay off prior to 2046. Just as a couple of side notes, I always compare prior cash flows to the current cash flows. I look to see where the current balance is versus where it was projected from the last cash flows, both on the bond balance and the loan balance. And when we ran the cash flows a little bit over a year ago, I think it was utilizing a July 1st start date, 6/30/23 data. We were projecting a bond balance of about 52.1 million. We've actually had a bond balance now of 41.175. So the loans are paying down more quickly. We're redeeming bonds more quickly. To add to that, the loan balance projected for January 1 would have been 67.7 million and it's actually 58.2. So I feel reasonably comfortable that the assumptions we're utilizing are conservative in that we're getting higher prepayments than we anticipated, and we're getting better repayment on the loans in general. So making the payments in time to get to final maturity with no bonds outstanding shouldn't be an issue. The final caveat is obviously this is based on certain assumptions which may or may not come true. And I would recommend that the authority run these types of cash flows annually so we can see how things are progressing. I'm open for questions. I'm a little under the weather here, so pardon my voice.
Questions for Tim? Anything? Josh, I would just like to say, I'd just like to follow up on what Tim's recommendation to run these cash flows annually to make sure we're on course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Anything? Okay. Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
But it should be an approval.
Okay, this is an action item, approval item. Okay, so we've heard the cash flow analysis, heard the recommendation for increasing the Chesil scholarship funds. Someone would like to make a motion to adopt staff's recommendations.
So moved.
Thank you, Andrew. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you, Estella. So it's been moved and seconded to increase the allocation for the Chesil Scholarship Program with the CSLF funds. Is there any further discussion? Questions or comments? For Tim, for Josh, for Jeanette, anyone? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of accepting and adopting the recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Well done, Josh. Thank you, Tim. Hope you feel better. All right. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? CSLF? Anything? All right. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? Should we discuss it for a little bit?
You sure? Yeah, it's the former that I saw.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Thank you all very much. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Everyone in
my life. Thank you.
Take care.